What is up, guys? Welcome to the 915 Property Playbook. I'm your host, Felipe. And today we're going to be focusing on sellers. Last episode, we were looking into buying a home. Today, we're going to be looking into what the process is for selling a home, what it should look like for you, and the things that you should be looking out for when you're hiring a real estate agent to put your listing on the market.
Before we get started, today's episode is supported by our affiliate partners. We only recommend products and services that align with smart strategy and long-term value. Your support helps keep the 915 Property Playbook going. Let's get started.
This ain't theory. This is ownership. Lights on, deals move, watch the city elevate. From the block to the skyline, we accelerate. Every number calculated, every move replayed. It's the 915 Property Playbook, know the game. Market hot, rate shift, pressure in the air. We don't chase trends, we prepare. From first offer, sign a portfolio stacked. Every lesson learned, every move tracked. No fluff talk, no overnight lies. Just strategy sharpened in real time. If you're ready to build, not just spectate. This the room where smart money congregate. Keys up, vision locked. Let the future play. Real estate moves in the 915. This the 915 Property Playbook. Press play. Build equity.
Number one, what is the motivation? Why are you selling? Have a realistic perspective on the reason why you're selling. Is it because you're moving out of town? Is it because you are looking to upgrade your home? Whatever it may be, make sure that that is clear for the real estate agent that you are trying to hire. Now, after that is set, you also need a realistic timeline. How long is it before you decide to cancel or pull the listing away? And the reason why is because a lot of the deals that fall through is not because the listing isn't right, it's just that the timeline is unrealistic and it's rushed. So make sure that you have that down and you make sure to communicate it to your real estate agent properly. Once you've set the expectations for that, the last thing we want to set expectations for is going to be success. And the reason why is because we want to understand what success looks like for you, the actual person that is selling the home. Is it making X amount of dollars? Is it selling the home at a certain amount of time before you move into a new one? What is it that success looks like for you? Once these three things are down and anchored in, we can now move on to the next portion, which is going to be the actual market. So the market is changing consistently, and we have a lot of different things that are happening every single month. So you have to take that into consideration when you're looking at what you're going to be pricing it at. And we'll get that into the next segment. But for now, be realistic with where you're sitting at. If you are in a great location and there's a bunch of houses that are going up for sale in that same location that you're at, then it might be a good idea to sell at this moment in time because there's a high demand for the area that you're in. Whether if it's the contrary and you're looking at a low demand area, and you might be thinking, well, should I sell? Should I not sell? Play around with the numbers. Look at how many homes have actually sold in your area for the last 6 months. And the reason why we use 6 months is because that gives us a realistic timeline on how much time the homes are sitting in the market for in that area specifically. So we get the market concept down and we realize where we're at in the market. After that comes the next thing, which is going to be the pricing. Now, there's one thing that you have to keep in mind when it comes to pricing. This is a transaction. This means it's business. It's not emotional. And a lot of people will get emotional when it comes to listing their home. And the reason why is because we understand that you've been living in this property for X amount of years and you have memories. You've created several different life-changing events in that property, and hopefully they're for the good, right? And with that being said, when you're gonna put a price tag on that emotion, it has to be something big for you, right? But the truth is that if you put something that's way too big and people don't understand the reason behind it, it's not going to sell. And that's not what we're looking for. We're not chasing unrealistic numbers. We're chasing the number that's gonna get you sold, get the money in your pocket, and is gonna get you the most efficient and easy sell possible. So, how do we price point this? Well, we have to present three different price points. And the reason why is because there's three ways that you can go into this, and your agent should have a exit strategy for each one of these. The first one is going to be an aggressive price point. This means that it's going to be quick, it's going to sell fast, and you're done in. Number two is going to be a price point that is going to be clean, but it's going to linger around the area where it might be just enough, where it's a little bit higher, but you have a little bit of room for negotiation. And number three, we're going to have a price point that's a little bit higher than what we expected to sell for. And the reason why is because we want to give some concessions and some other things added into for the buyers so that they're enticed for it and you can get a little bit more than what you were thinking of getting in the first place. Now, each one of these comes with its cons and pros, and you have to weigh those as you're having the conversations with your real estate agent. The reason why is because, again, what is your timeline? What are your goals? Once you set those through, according to that, that's where we're going to go with the price point on the actual home. Now, we have the expectations of why you are selling. We have the market analysis. After that, we have your price point so far. Then after that, we are going to be going into the upgrades. When you're selling your home, you've lived in it for X amount of years, there's going to be some upgrades that are going to be needed in the house. And there's going to be an investment made, so make sure you have an actual budget for what that investment is going to look like. You're not trying to remodel the whole home, but you're trying to make it look presentable. And one of the things that kills deal faster is the fact that people try to upgrade on things that are not important when it comes to the actual presentation of the home. So why does this matter? It matters because you don't want your buyers to come into your home that you're selling and the first thing they see is a lime green wall in the living space. The first thing they're gonna say is, man, I have to paint that wall a different color because it's gonna stand out and I don't like that lime green. Or you have a hot pink room or some random things that you're gonna see. And these things are going to deteriorate the buyers from buying your home because they have to do these little upgrades that they don't want to do. So make sure you do some upkeeping on those things. Make sure that the colors in your home are neutral and that it's something that's going to entice buyers to say, I like this. It feels like home. It gives them some emotion at which they want to attach themselves to. Now, once you've done these little upgrades, the ones that actually do matter and are actually gonna add value to your home, and make sure that you understand that add value, because the other upgrades are not really adding value, they're just keeping you in the conversation. The adding value is going to be the electrical, the plumbing, the HVAC, and the roof. Now, why are these important? It's obvious because if somebody has to replace any of these, it's gonna cost you a pretty penny. And the one thing that you don't want is to give your buyers leverage on the negotiating table to say, hey, well, can you reduce the price? Can you give me credits because X, Y, and Z on the roof and I have to pay X amount of dollars in order for that to get fixed, or I have to get the electrical fixed, whatever it may be. Nonetheless, this is also going to entice you that when you have the inspector come in, you're not going to get flagged for a lot of these things. Because again, if you get flagged from them, it gives your buyers leverage, which you want to give them the least amount of leverage in the sense that you want the house to be able to sell quickly. Some things that you have to consider, and this is true because a lot of people have the misconception that some fixtures are going to add value to the home. I'll give you an example, solar panels. Solar panels for some people are believed that they are going to add thousands of dollars of value to the home. And this is and can be true if and only if they're actually paid off or if you're going to pay them off after the sale of the home is closed. The reason why is because a lot of people sometimes when they purchase solar panels, they don't have cash in hand to pay whatever it is that the amount is for the solar panels. And this can vary from $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a loan that they have to take out in order for them to place these solar panels. On top of that, when people look at it, they're going to be like, well, you added solar panels to it, so how much is it actually adding to the value of it? And well, the thing is that when you add this loan to it, and if you're not paying them off when the home is closed or they're not paid off completely, the person purchasing the home is going to have to assume the loan, and that's another extra amount that you're adding to whatever they were going to get pre-qualified for. For instance, let's say that your home was valued at $240,000 and that's what you're selling it for. But you decided to get some solar panels because you thought that it was gonna make the home better, you're gonna save some money on your electrical bill, yada, yada, yada. Now, let's say you took out $50,000 for this loan that you were putting the solar panels with, and now when you're gonna sell the home, you're still owing money on the loan. And you're thinking, well, the buyer's gonna assume the loan, so the only thing is that now instead of paying $240,000, the buyer now is going to pay $290,000 because they're adding an extra $50,000 to that loan. And this can actually cut in half the amount of people that can purchase your home because of the reason that you're going to have to get pre-qualified for $290,000 instead of $240,000. So keep those things in mind when you're looking into selling your home. Don't just purchase the home and add things to it. Think about the value that it's going to have in the long run, in the big picture, because on average, most people will last about 7 years, at most 10 in the home that they are at, unless they've already purchased their dream forever home. But for the most part, like I said, on average, 7 to 10 years is the mark where people start thinking, do I want to sell my home? Do I want to move states? Do I want to switch careers? And these conversations are being had. And if you're thinking about, I'm going to add a random pergola somewhere where it's not convenient for anybody else to purchase at, that's going to reduce the value of your home, reduce the chances of it selling, and for you to move or whatever it is that you're trying to do, it's not going to be complacent. So, we've done these four steps. What's next after that? The home is ready to be sold. So, number five is going to be the marketing strategy and making sure that it's sold properly. The first 10 days that the home goes on the market are gonna be the most important days. And the reason why is because in those 10 days, you're gonna see whether you made the right choices on the pricing, the marketing strategies, and placing it in front of eyeballs that are going to actually purchase the home. After 10 days, it starts to get a little wiggly, and you don't want that to happen. So, what are my suggestions for you to get the right marketing strategy? Make sure that you're getting it in front of as many eyeballs as possible. Your real estate agent should have a strategy to place it in front of Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. All of these avenues are gonna lead to eyeballs that are gonna look at your home and are gonna say, hey, I wanna go look at that house. If they're not doing that, then you have to take into consideration what else are they actually doing to get it in front of eyeballs. So, do the marketing strategy. Hopefully everything goes well and you get an offer in the first 10 days. If that doesn't happen, good luck to you. You should have hired a better agent. Just kidding. But in all honesty though, if that does happen, then just be patient and try the different things, see what's going on. And there might have to be a price reduction. Remember, there's three different strategies that you have to go through. So make sure that your agent goes through with you on them. Now, after that's done, you're going to go into the negotiating table. And on this point, your real estate agent is basically the one that's going to be defending your honor. So what that means is the negotiating that's going to be done on the table has to benefit you and it has to benefit your buyer as well, because this way both of you are going to end up winning, and that's what we want. At the end of the day, the transaction has to be a win-win for both of you. And if it's not a win-win for both of you, then that's when things are going to fall through. And there has been transactions that I've been a part of where it has fallen through right on the negotiating table when we're about to sign on the dotted line. And the reason why was because one person did not want to concede to the other. Be gracious and have enough room for credits and concessions. What does that mean? It means that if your buyer is asking you for a credit, let's say that you have a really, really motivated buyer. And this person says has pre-qualified and everything else, but they're struggling a little bit on their down payment or on their closing cost. If you want to give them a little leeway, you can offer a concession or credit for X amount of dollars on the closing cost that's going to help them and it's going to get your home sold. Because sometimes the first offer that you get on the home that you're selling is going to be the best offer that you're going to get. After that, it starts to fall through because you have so much time on the market that you're home is going to be looked at as well. It's been on the market for 20 days, 30 days. Do I want to purchase it? What is wrong with it? Why hasn't it sold? And you don't want that when it comes down to the negotiating table. So, with that being said, after the negotiating is done, everybody's happy, win-win, money goes to escrow, it gets deposited, and sayonara, we've sold your home. So these are most of the steps that are going to be taken into consideration where you're listing your home and looking for a real estate agent. Make sure that you are understanding the motivation, why you're selling the home, what are your actual timelines, make sure that they're realistic, and make sure that you understand what your success is going to look like at the end of the deal. Number two, make sure that you're understanding the market that you're in, how it's moving, how it's shifting, and the comparisons that you're going to be making, and that those are aligned with the property that you are selling. Number three, make sure that you have a good pricing strategy. Make sure you go through all three of them and pick the one that you think is going to benefit you the most. Number four, upgrades. Make sure that you understand that you're trying to make your home look sellable. At the end of the day, this is a transaction. The better it looks, the more enticing it is for people, and that's going to sell it faster. Number five, make sure that the marketing is done properly and that you're keeping an eye out so that more eyeballs look at it so that it can sell faster. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We'll see you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.
Built from the vision, every move intentional. Numbers stay solid, everything foundational. Plays don't rush, yeah, the pace stay right. Value gets stronger when you think on life. From the paper to the keys, see the plan unfold. Every chapter written, yeah, the story bold. No shortcuts taken, just time and faith. Brick by brick, this how you create. Long game mindset, watch the equity rise. From the ground to the skyline, see a clear eyes. Moves stay clean, every step well played. It's the 915, yeah, that's how we play. Foundation set, now the future breathe. Ownership built on strategy. Market talk fade, but the value stay. What you build today gon' lead the way. From the plan to the key, everything aligned. 915, property playbook built over time. From the plan to the key, everything aligned. 915, property playbook built to last.